right, everybody. It is the Geek Out Freak Out podcast. We're a little late, but don't count us out. We're here.
We are here. It is Wednesday night. We did it. We are recording in the middle of the week. That's all I got.
It's been a busy weekend for both of us.
We got busy. It was busy on both ends. It was graduation weekend, I believe, for a lot of things, a lot of events going on, and it's just, you know, life gets busy. We have families, things happen. If we were like being financially supported by the show, if the show like actually, you know, was paying us, then of course number one priority would be the show.
Yeah,
but since it doesn't yet, the show could take a little bit of a back burner, which is you know, it's nice. And that was kind of the, you know, we've been over this quite a few times, but the benefit and advantage and pro for us running the show completely by ourselves is like, hey, we can dictate when the show comes out, when we want to do the show, how long we want the show to be, and what we want the show to be about. So yeah, I apologize for people who, for the few out there that missed us in their feed, but hey, we gave you a couple extra days to catch up on those other shows before you got to ours. I am guilty of that. I am like probably backlogged by 3 weeks of podcasts that I need to catch up on. You miss 1 week of listening to shows and somehow you're backed up 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It never fails. Like before that happened, I was like catching up. I was on it with every show. Like there was no show that went like 3 days past like that I didn't get a chance to listen to. And now like I'm still listening to the Steve Carell episode of like Brian Baumgartner's office podcast, Office Deep Dive. So it's like I'm a little backed up. I'm not constipated, but I'm backed up.
He's both.
No, I am pretty regular.
He's all kinds of backed up.
I am pretty happy about my regular situation.
Let's talk poo. The poo cast.
I am all about those little Yakuit probiotic drinks that you can buy at the grocery store. It's just one little thing. You drink it one a day. You're good. You're golden.
See, there you
you're
go. Golden. Golden shit.
Yeah, man.
Golden showers. Golden shit. This is a podcast. We're off the rails. We're here.
Golden showers for everybody.
Yeah.
Just golden showers for everybody.
Why not?
Yeah. So how have you been? I know you've been busy. We tried to get together on Monday, but I did not want to push you because come Monday, I was supposed to. I was thinking I had to work Monday night, and then Tuesday, yesterday, before we recorded. Or we didn't record because it was my daughter's birthday and I wanted to spend the day with my family.
Don't blame
me. My dad and my brother and his boyfriend came over, and it was nice to have people in our house. Again, sort of, you know, it was probably the most amount of people we've had in our house in a while. It was nice. And I haven't mentioned this since the stream has started or since we started recording, but our niece is staying with us. We are going out of town tomorrow and we'll be taking her back. So, it's been fun. She's 16. She's a big old nerd.
Hell yeah.
So I have a lot in common with her. So it's fun to like, you know, we troll each other nonstop. So she's been super fun to have around. And she helps out. She's been helping out Pris, especially with the kids. She's been helping Pris get caught up on all her art projects. So it's been super awesome to have that help around. So like Pris can like bang out some projects that she's been working on. And so it's been cool. It's been fun. It's been a busy week. Got some shows. Got some movies watched. I can't believe. My niece, she did watch one. She did watch Ghost Rider with us, and so she watched the entire movie. It was bad. And so I was glad that I could entertain her a little bit, you know, and she didn't think I was, you know, totally out of touch. So Jeremy is just cranking away on something on
top screen. I am.
We might get banned. We might get banned on Twitch, guys.
I'm trying to put a jacket on an action figure, and it's just not working. This action figure sucks.
You got the Sammy Guevara action figure there. Now, is that a rubber jacket? Kind of like the Finn Balor rubber jackets that they issued out. They're
fucking terrible.
Those are crazy. Yeah. Those are not the
best.
They
are terrible to get on and off of the figure. I give up. I'm fucking.
Man, we had a lot of news happen. We had a lot of news.
Yeah, E3 happened. We watched some stuff. So this is just going to be kind of. Oh, hey. There's my Facebook people. This is going to be kind of a...
I just saw it. Did you?
I'm trying to open a window so I can get E3 information. So be ready. Another window's probably about to pop up.
Open a new window. Open a new window. I did, but be ready.
It's probably about to pop up. I don't give a fuck. We're going here. See? There you go.
There's Google. I don't see it.
You can see my Google search. If you...
Oh, there it goes.
That's
fine. You know what? That's perfectly fine. If you ever want to if we want to read news and do stuff, I have no qualms with you taking over the screen like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of fun to be able to look at that and still see you. Ooh. And you're not doing a screen share. You're not taking over my entire screen. Ooh. So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of shit happened.
I still see you is what I'm saying.
This episode is... Let's be honest. You're going out of town. I'm going out of town this coming weekend. So this is going to be kind of a 2-week episode. So we're going to be off a week on the Rage of Cage, I think. Unless by some miracle we actually are able to get together Sunday night, which I kind of doubt.
I wouldn't worry about doing a stream or a show Sunday. What I can do is I showed them to you before the show.
Matt's got some Pokemon in my hands.
I got some Pokemon cards. We're going to do some breaks, me and my kiddos. So these are going to wait until we get back from out of town.
There you go. Maybe he'll have more.
Actually found that. Yeah, you know what? We're going out of town.
He'll find probably more.
Buy some more packs. Each one of these, I think, has 4 packs. So it's pretty awesome. Yeah, 60 card decks. I'm excited. I was super pumped to see these. I am by in no means financially responsible when it comes to these. I should be saving
money. Oh, I'm the same.
I keep buying these.
I just bought 6 fucking action figures. I spent $120 on AEW action figures because I walked into a Walmart and the entire set was there. And I called my wife and I was like, "Hey, is it shitty that I want to buy $120 worth of action figures?" She said, "No." And I said, "No, I can't buy them," or "No, it's not shitty." She goes, "Yes, it's not shitty." And or "No, it's not shitty." "No, you can't buy them." I was like, "Son of a bitch." She goes, "I don't care. Fuck it. Get him." And then
she's gonna call
and then that just made me feel guilty. I was like, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't buy these."
I do have something new that I can talk about. I got a new watch. I got a new watch finally. I was rocking a Series 2 for the longest time. My wife surprised me about 2 weeks back before the last time we recorded, and I totally forgot to mention it. But she bought me the Series 6 Apple Watch. Super. I love it. It's awesome. Nice. I didn't realize how slow my Series 2
watch was
until I got this one.
My wife, the same way. She had a Series 3, and she just got a 6. And
I was like, what is this? It is so much faster. I had no idea. It'll probably be like that way, too, when I finally upgrade my phone. And I'm going to be like, what was I doing with this phone so slow? I remember on the Series 2 that I would, tap my messages to get to my messages, and it took a little while, but I wasn't complaining about it, and I wasn't so distraught over where I'm gonna throw my Apple Watch away. But this one, I tap messages and my messages are just there, they're even there before I'm tap it. I think about it and they're there.
Yeah,
so I love it. And it has the O2 reader on there.
There's times I get the messages on my watch before they show up on my phone.
Yeah, it is.
Or the notifications. Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
Somehow I get my work emails on my watch faster than my actual work email on my work computer. How does that happen? Yeah. I don't get it. It's amazing. It's cool. I love it. Shout out to my wife, Art by Peaches on TikTok. Check her out.
Hell
there.
Yeah.
She's working on some cool projects, man. So follow her on TikTok and Instagram, Art by Peaches.
Art.
Priscilla Ornelas.
By Peaches.
The love of my life, not named Dakota Kai.
I don't know, man, there's a lot of stuff. Let me just find this list. The 30 best E3 2021 games announced. We won't go through all of these, but we're going to skip 30.
There's a lot. So earlier in the week before I think even E3 started, we got rendered image or video of Battlefield 2042. And then Sunday we got gameplay footage, which next gen systems and PC all feature, I think, 64 versus 64 online lobbies. And the PS4 and Xbox One will have 64,
yep,
32 versus 32, which is still a lot of people playing. So that's pretty awesome. So I'm really it reminded me of a lot of Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4. So I'm really excited to see that game. I will be getting it on the PS4, and then hopefully in the future, whatever comes first, so the graphics card or the PS5, I'll be getting it on there. So
nice.
Yeah, I've just come to terms. I would love to do PC, but I think I probably have a better chance of getting a PS5 than a mysterious GT 3070 Ti that somehow released last week, but nobody's seen it at all. Have you heard about that? Have you seen that with the latest 3070? So NVIDIA released another graphics card. It's pretty tone deaf seeing how they keep releasing new cards and nobody can buy them.
Right.
But nobody somehow these and so Best Buy held an online only event where they were supposedly selling these cards, and you go to click the link for the 3070 Ti and it wasn't in, like, it wasn't even on the items or the product
Jeez.
page at all. And so there was you could actually jump into another. They had a couple of 3080s that you could buy, but every time you'd buy, you go into it and you go to the add cart and it would say, please wait. And then a message would pop up and it would say, you have to do one more step, refresh this page. You can't just buy the card the way it's coming. They were slowly releasing them throughout the day, and I just could not play that game. I was
Yeah.
at work. There was no way I could play that game where I'm just constantly refreshing that page, trying to get a
That's how
30
they did it
Ti
with the
and 3080.
Xbox.
Yeah, it was complete trash. And so, like, these 3070s just weren't showing up. They're not on Newegg, they're not on Best Buy, they're not even on Amazon, and just they somehow released, but who do they release to? That's what everybody's kind of like questioning. So it's so that released before E3, and it was just kind of like it was a mess. It was another graphics card mess. So the ongoing saga of who has graphics cards. It's
Nobody, that's who.
nobody. Yeah, it's insane. It's insane.
So let's run down a few of these. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 was announced. Got a trailer for it. Let's see here. Legend of Zelda Game and Watch.
We got a new Wabbids.
Yeah, new Mario and Rabbids. The first one wasn't bad. Did you play it?
No,
It's
I haven't played it yet.
have you ever played
No.
XCOM? Yeah,
Yes.
it's XCOM, but with
Oh yeah,
Mario.
that's okay. Yeah, it's Mario XCOM.
Metroid Dread, a new 2D Mario or Metroid game. That looks good.
Supposedly this is the Metroid that was like a dead in the water project
Yeah.
for the longest time, and this is it's finally this it's been like renamed. And now it's being released. So that's pretty cool.
WarioWare for the Switch. That I'm pretty excited about. I love the WarioWare games. Guardians of the Galaxy from Square
Oh,
Enix was announced.
let's talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy, and let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy, the He-Man trailer, and then this week's episode of
Yeah,
Loki.
I said the same thing. All three of them,
How
like, how
all
does
three of
Bonnie
them
Tyler holding
used
out for a hero, like the number one
What a
song of the week?
week. What a week for Bonnie
Oh, dude,
Tyler.
just
She's still alive.
royalties. The royalties are just getting cashed in.
But you know what? Both of them are used really well. All of them were
Oh,
used
yeah,
really
really,
well.
really well.
I was really impressed with the Guardians trailer.
Have you seen the gameplay video?
You're just playing, yeah, and you're just playing as Star
Which
Lord
is
throughout the
kind of a
game, right?
bummer, I guess. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's kind
It's
of
just
what
so
I took away.
you're not playing as a team. I think it would be cool to play as Rocket, but you're playing as Star Lord as the central character. And you're kind of controlling and telling the team what to do. So it's kind of like, I mean, it is RPG-ish in a way. And
Reminds
I
me of
forgot the
Mass Effect.
comparison. Yeah, that's what exactly. Somebody said it was a Marvel. It was a Ma Marvel's version of Mass Effect.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward
Which
to. I
supposedly.
am looking forward to that game. That does look cool.
Which supposedly Marvel is supposed to be announcing at some point a
I like
XCOM
that take.
style game. So
I like the take of. I like that take on and to deal with Guardians is pretty cool.
yeah.
And I like it that they didn't try to make the characters look like
The
the
MCU
movie
counterparts?
characters.
Yeah, I agree.
They look like they're comic characters with the like their own, they don't look as I want to
It's
say
wouldn't
like
make it.
janky as the Avengers
You know
characters
what though?
did.
The Avengers ones grew on me a lot. After
Yeah.
starting to play it, they were not as bad once you started getting into it. And then, I mean, the obvious thing's going to happen. You're going to sell skins, a
You get
DLC,
skins on skins. Yeah, you'll get
so
the
you can
movie
get the movie
skins
skins. I mean, that's
eventually.
what they did with Avengers. So, I mean, it makes sense. They've got a steampunk pack now, and
I saw
they're
that,
kind of
yeah.
fucking awesome. I fired it up last night and started looking at it because I haven't finished the Hawkeye stuff. And that's the next announcement that I was going to bring up. Marvel's Avengers, they got another trailer for the Black Panther DLC, which looks really, really good. I'm excited to play that. Outer Worlds 2 is actually coming out. I have never finished the first one, but it's a pretty damn good game. Really Fallout-esque.
You asked me that, right? You asked me that yesterday. I never responded to you if I have ever played.
No, I think I asked you if you ever played Soul Reaver.
Oh, shit. Oh, Soul Reaver, yeah. No, and the answer is still no.
You never played the Soul Reaver games, the Legacy of Kain series?
Oh, okay. Yes, I did play Legacy of Kain on PS2.
Somebody had asked on Facebook yesterday what game series you would have rebooted if you could, and that's always my automatic answer is Legacy of Kain. I would kill to have a reboot or a remake of those. Starfield gets a 2022 release date, and it's coming exclusively to Xbox and PC. And it's not just exclusive to Xbox, it's exclusive to Xbox Series X and Series S, I believe. I might be wrong on that. There may be an Xbox One version coming out of Starfield. But it is exclusive on Xbox, won't be coming to PlayStation. So that's the first big Bethesda game that's coming exclusive to Xbox.
Bethesda.
And that is the Fallout, the Space Fallout game, essentially. Diablo 2 Resurrected. That's going to be fucking awesome. I like Diablo. I'm a whore for loot games. Did you know there was an Avatar game in the works? Because I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been an Avatar game in the works like almost as long as the Avatar movies.
And that looks kind of fucking awesome.
Yeah.
There was a new trailer for Far
Cry 6. It's open world, right? Yeah. It's open world. They show you riding those...
It looks like Assassin's Creed, essentially, to me.
It shows you, riding those dragons, basically.
Speaking of, I guess, Assassin's Creed Valhalla is getting another year's worth of expansions. So, okay.
Good lord.
I still haven't played the newest one. I want to. It's takes place in Ireland, which makes sense because a lot of Ireland was settled by Vikings. So I want to play that. We got a new trailer for Far Cry 6. That game, I don't like Far Cry games that much, but this one I might bite on this one. Rainbow Six Extraction. So this game got a different name. It was originally, so this is the one where it's like alien or zombie Rainbow Six, like you're fighting plagues and stuff like that. It was originally called Rainbow Six Quarantine. And for obvious reasons, the name was changed. So it's Rainbow Six Extraction now.
I mean, I guess we still haven't like moved on that away from, you know, like not trying to associate yourself with, you know, current, like just recent past situations. But now that the world is sort of like opening up, I guess there's like a fear of like any sort of like reference to like quarantine or like lockdown is kind of like, you know, it's a reminder of what you told.
Yeah, what like, we just went through. It's like a touchy subject, I guess.
Yeah.
Elden Ring got its first trailer, which is...
Yeah, and this is the Game of Thrones guy, right?
Yeah, like so this is written, the like lead-up story and everything. It's all written by George R.R. Martin from Game of Thrones. And this is from the team that makes the Souls games, like Demon Souls and Dark Souls and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting. I'll play that. There's a Death Stranding Director's Cut coming to PS5. Matt, that's your opportunity to jump on board and play some Death Stranding.
I think I should just wait.
You a Borderlands fan?
I've played a little bit of Borderlands. I don't hate the game.
So
I don't think I played enough to be like a consider myself.
I remember at one point in one of the games, Tiny Tina had like a board game, like a Dungeons and Dragons style game that she was play in the game. It's called Wonderlands. That's getting an actual game, and that's starring Andy Samberg. And there's a lot of other people, but I just remember off the top of my head, Andy Samberg is in it.
It's a game within a game.
Yeah, so it's going to be Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. Battlefield 2042. I like the idea of Battlefield going to the future. Especially when the rumor was
future either.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when the rumor was that they were going to run a World War II game, which I want nothing of. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we've been there so many times. Call of Duty is going back to World War II, and I'm not interested in it whatsoever. The Castlevania animated series is still in the works at Netflix. I guess they're going to have a spinoff for that.
Yeah, it's getting a spinoff. Yeah. Sorry, I'm playing with my light.
Hey, Splinter Cell's getting an animated series. So
fucking cool.
Sam Fisher stars in everything except for a game of his own.
Splinter Cell game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they fucking keep bringing this back. Man, Netflix is just kind of going off with the video game stuff too, aren't they? They had more images of Ciri from The Witcher. And I don't know that there was a whole hell of a lot aside from that. You know, I forgot to talk about it. I brought it up to you in a personal conversation, but I guess Jess Margera may have accidentally leaked a Tony Hawk 3 remake. He was doing an interview and they were asking him, they're like, CKY was in one of the games, right? And he's like, oh yeah, we were in 3 and we're going to be in the new one too. And so everyone's thought is that it's not a new Tony Hawk, but it's just a remake of Tony Hawk and they're licensing the music. He's referencing.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be smart of them to go ahead and re-release 3 and 4
for sure.
In the same one that they did.
No.
The not, same one that they did 1 and 2.
Just 3.
Well, you could just import the levels. You don't have to import the entire game.
Yeah, no.
But yeah.
Just 3.
Four, I think it was 5 where Tony or part 5 just was kind of like, Doug. Okay, we're kind of dead in the water, and that's when they brought back Doug.
This is reboot.
And then
Doug.
Doug 1 and 2, and then I'm pretty sure he probably won't be in the game.
I would hope.
I'm looking forward to another. I didn't play the entire game, but it was fun to have on my collection and bust out some Tony Hawk here and there, you know. It's very nostalgic to play that game. So it was a lot of fun. And I mean, if they put out a 3, I'll buy 3. I'll buy the next one. I don't give a shit.
Looking to see if there's any big movie news. So supposedly, Sony debunks this. I guess Tyrese had made comments saying that Morbius was getting pushed back to 2022 and that it was going to be part of the MCU. And Sony has said, no, that's not true. It's not the case.
Yeah.
That Tyrese is just a fucking moron.
I think the argument was like, where is like in any of these movies that have come out, the actors aren't the ones to say what universe this movie is a part of, or they have no say. You're just in the movie. You're playing a character. It's always the producers. It's always Kevin Feige, basically the end all be all for Marvel, the cinematic universe. He's the one that will say, no, this movie is part of it. You know, it's a part of it. But in no way, I won't believe that it's a part of Marvel until he says something about it. And I'm looking forward to the day in the next couple of days where he's like, no, this movie is not a part of the MCU.
So did you ever watch?
But it could also be, too. It could also be, too, that maybe he's trying to work on something behind the scenes and try to get something done. So before he says anything definite, right. You know, because he never really gave end all be all questions for Spider-Man, any of the Spider-Man movies. I think it's all up in the air. I mean, money talks. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Did you ever watch the Mortal Kombat Legends: Scorpion's Revenge
animated? I did not. It's on HBO Max, and I've yet to watch.
I've never watched it either. But it's getting a sequel called Battle of the Realms, which will drop this summer.
That's cool.
So
I'm gonna have to watch that movie.
It's got Joel McHale as Johnny Cage. Oh, hey.
That's a good cast.
Speaking of casting for Johnny Cage, who do you want? Who do you want to play Johnny Cage?
I'm still in it with Mike the Miz.
Mike Mizanin.
Yeah.
The Miz from WWE. I like that idea. What if Ryan Reynolds played Johnny Cage? Would you hate it?
Okay, well, I had mentioned that a long time ago.
He has said that maybe he did. Okay. What if it was neither of them?
Okay.
What if it was Charlie Hunnam?
Charlie Hunnam.
From Sons of Anarchy.
I don't like him.
I don't like him for this role, that's for sure.
I don't think he's a Johnny Cage character.
I think he's too rough to be Johnny Cage. You know what I mean? Like, I need my Johnny Cage to be smarmy. I need him to be
He was my least favorite part about the first Pacific Rim.
So yeah. There we go. I still think The Miz is perfect, but there's a rumor circulating that they may be after Charlie Hunnam. So there's that.
I could see them trying to get because the first movie didn't really have anybody really famous in it. Now that I think about it.
Hey, Matt, right? Did you know Heroes Don't Go Down?
Oh, yeah. So I heard about that. Yeah. I read about that. That in the Harley Quinn show, which I've become recently a big fan of, season 3 was going to feature a scene of Batman going down on Catwoman.
Yeah.
And DC said Heroes don't do that.
Yeah, Heroes don't do that. So Heroes are not giving lovers, apparently. They're not generous lovers, I guess.
I guess.
But the funny thing is the directors and the showrunners have said that they have free reign with the villains, but they have to get permission for things when it comes to the
I can see that. I can see that.
I can see that too, but it's just funny because the internet just unloaded on them. They're like, oh, you're telling me heroes don't go down?
Yeah, they say heroes don't do that. Like, okay, who's running DC? And I feel sorry for their wife.
I know. It was Twitter was on fire a couple days ago. It was great.
That's some real Ben Shapiro shit right there.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Fucking it is.
Ben Shapiro on DC. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, apparently. So the reason why I'm saying this will probably end up being 2 weeks worth of stuff is we're going to cover two episodes of Loki. We're going to cover the first episode, and then we just today watched episode two. So we're going to go ahead and cover that. Maybe we should just start recording on Wednesdays and get together as soon as we're done watching Loki.
Could give fresh
takes on it and just be like, my God, this shit happened. I'm still hard. And just kind of get into it.
That could be like a Twitch only kind of like deal. Like, I'd be okay doing
it. Oh, I'd be okay with that too. Just like immediately popping on, come to popping, Twitch yeah, and giving our like, thoughts.
Like, coming on like at 8:30, 9 o'clock Mountain Time and giving our, doing our low-key recap. Loki dots with GoFo.
Let's do Loki now. Let's talk Loki now before we get into the Rage of Cage. Do you have a clear cut winner in your mind for the Rage of Cage?
You know, I did debate this with myself.
So
have a winner.
We watched Face Off and we watched Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I do have a winner. By guys, that Ghost Rider movie is complete trash. Like, that movie sucks.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Fuck it. We're here. Let's talk Cage. Fuck it.
Let's do it. But he is nuts in this movie. I want to know if he did a lot of the CGI stuff. Like, did they put dots on his face, or did he just put the ghost face, the skull face over his head? You know, after he did the acting, or was that somebody else? Because that changes a lot for me, and not knowing if that was really Nick Cage or not in some of those scenes kind of throws me off. We got a great scene of where he's just weird. He's just being weird with the kid on the back of a truck. And mind you, they're going down the highway. The pissing? None of them's like, the pissing. It's like he alludes to like taking a leak. And I guess the kid, who's the son of the devil, asks some questions.
The kid says, hey, when you pee and you're on fire, what happens? He goes, oh, it's awesome. It's like a flamethrower.
Yeah, so this movie was just hard to understand. I had a hard time understanding this movie.
Shut up. He's been talking to Kerrigan the last couple of days.
This is the best part of the whole movie.
John?
Also, I hate they call him John.
Sounds like a porno.
He feeds on them and he's hungry. He's hungrier than he's been years, and that's why I'm shaking. Because right now, the only thing standing between you and the rider is me. And he's scraping at the door. Scraping at the door. All right, if you don't tell me what I want to know, I'm going to let him out.
Yeah, that wins.
Yeah, I'm going with Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider, Nick Cage.
Yeah,
but hands down, what hurts is the movie. The rest of the movie sucks.
Yeah.
It has Idris Elba in it, and Christopher Lambert, which is insane.
And Idris Elba is doing the absolute worst French accent I've ever heard in my life.
No. Was it French?
It was French.
It was supposed to be French.
His name was Moreau. I mean,
oh my God, I was confusing him with South African.
They straight up call him French at one point in the very beginning of the movie. They say he's French.
But why make him? He has such a good voice.
Oh, I know.
He has such a good British voice.
So he's trying so hard to do a French accent, and it's just not good. It sucks. Mm-hmm. Christopher Lambert fucking sucks. This dude is like, I don't know, man. Like,
he's not a good actor.
He's a big name, but he is a terrible actor.
I even debate you saying he is a big name. He is not a big name.
He is only because of Highlander.
He is only I'd say the culturally 90s. Culture relevant because of Highlander and Mortal Kombat, and that's it. That is it. He has There's no other. I'm sorry if Christopher Lambert is listening to this episode somehow.
He probably is.
But he has.
He doesn't have anything else going on.
Nothing. Or is he dead? Has nothing to give. He has nothing to give to movies, to television. Don't cast him. Just let him do whatever. He has no business.
And fucking
he has no business.
Johnny Whitworth anymore. Playing Ray Kerrigan. Tell me that he was not trying to channel his fucking inner Stephen Dorff and be Deacon Frost. Through this whole
he movie. He was.
That's yeah. all that reminded me of.
Everybody was bad. Everybody was bad in this movie, kid included. They were all shitty actors, even Idris Elba.
Syrian Hines they all got, was absolutely awful.
They had the horrible...
Devil, or what's his yeah. name? Rourke? That was fucking
yeah,
terrible.
Rourke, but he was the Earth variation, whatever, reincarnation.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was shit. This movie was trash.
Oh, yeah, this movie was trash.
Fuck this movie.
But the only thing that won it is so I have
fucking the huge, movie was bad.
Huge
this
revelation.
Is one of the this. Oh yeah,
I've never seen fucking Face Off.
Face Off. And huge revelation for me, watching this movie in the prison, I realized Thomas Jane was one of the prisoners, and like how and we realized a lot of people were in Face Off.
Oh, yeah, Margaret Cho.
Visually. Pounder. This movie hurts. It gets hurt because of the HD upscale.
Oh yeah.
Because being in HD and you see this movie in a higher resolution than you did before when this movie
watch
first
it on
came
a CRT.
Out. Because granted, you watched it either on a VHS or a DVD, like back in 1996 or 97
probably.
When this movie came out. Yeah, on a CRT TV. And by God, in almost every scene, it's like almost they didn't even let the actors run. Like if somebody had to do a running scene, it had to be a stuntman. Yeah. Like I can see why they don't want John Travolta running.
Yeah, I know.
He probably can't run. His legs probably don't work that way. But like having John Travolta and like Nicolas Cage have stunt doubles in running scenes, like oh my God, it just goes to show you like how much movies have changed over the time.
Oh,
because
for sure.
because now like with everything being shot in 4K, even 8K now, like it is so important to have actors doing the majority of the work. Because if you have a stunt guy or a stunt woman and their face is shown, people are going to be able to tell it's not the actor. And it takes away that illusion. There's a scene, the culmination, like where Nicolas Cage is on the boat. He's in the water and he's like skiing on his feet.
Yeah.
Water skiing on his feet. Like anybody. Or where he's Sean Archer. Or he's Sean Archer. And he's trying to like fight Castor Troy. Oh my God. We did a huge disservice to us with Face Off because I felt Face Off deserves a standalone episode and now we can't do it.
We still can. But, absolutely we can.
But we can do maybe a Face Off appreciation episode because I feel like Face Off was still really fun to watch.
Let's be honest, it's probably the best movie. The best movie of this whole tournament. It's the most fun to watch. It was the best movie of all of these.
I can put it up
Mandy
there.
Mandy is probably the best movie. But this is the most enjoyable movie, I would say. It's just fun. It's a great popcorn movie.
It is.
Until you get to the part where Danny Masterson, who's in jail for rape, trying to rape a girl.
Yeah, we both talked to each other about that. I was like physically grossed out.
Danny Masterson. Oh, God. Yeah. He's being Danny Masterson. He's doing his thing. He's doing the Danny Masterson thing. Okay.
Almost throwing up in my mouth.
Yeah, this is where we're at. He's doing the Danny Masterson thing.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but the biggest thing that lost this movie or that made this movie lose this round is the amount of Nicolas Cage that you get is like the Nicolas Cage that we're looking for is the opening. And that's it. Because once he gets killed and they do the face swap, and then he comes back trying to do John Travolta. So, like, they swap each other, and they're trying to act like each other, which is fun. I think I even text messaged you and said, hey, can John Travolta win this tournament? Is that an opportunity? Because he was doing a great Nicolas Cage. But I think next week when we come back with this, we'll get more of that. Because I had read in an interview that the character that he bases this off of, his Castor Troy, is his character from Vampire's Kiss. So we're going to see a lot more of that.
There's a scene that I do love, and it's when he wakes up from his coma.
Uh-huh.
And he's having that like conversation with the doctor, you know, and it's doing like these really like intricate like fast cuts, so you don't just see his bloody mangled face. Yeah. You know, like it's really cool.
Until
and
you get that up close
reflection in the doctor's glasses. Yeah. And you just see like this just the muscles. Yeah. Just like, yeah, it was pretty awesome. I really enjoyed Face Off. It did get hurt from the lack of actual Nicolas Cage being caged out on Castor Troy. And I do like, it's like, okay, well, who played a better Castor Troy, Nicolas Cage or John Travolta? That's a good question. Who played a better version of the characters? Yeah, I dug it. I still love Face Off. Face Off's a fun movie. It was a little weird. I think Dominic Swain was probably still like under 18 when she did that, like when that scene where she's like in her underwear. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of creepy there.
Until that point, that was the most cringeworthy scene.
Yeah,
is where he's like almost hitting on her, and then he's
checking her out.
Then you get fucking Danny Masterson show up, and you're like, ah, never mind. That's okay. That happened.
Yeah, stab Danny Masterson in the dick if he ever tries anything like with you again. Everybody, not just movies. Gina Gershon was in the movie. She's hot. It was a fun movie. It was a fun movie to watch, other than, you know, that part. But it was cool. Ghost Rider, Nicolas Cage, moving on to the next round. And we got one round left, right?
Yes. And then the following episode will be the championships. Like, we're just going to run through all of them.
We'll see who's
we're gonna
the best
do the remaining of the rounds and just bang it out.
So we have Vampire's Kiss, and then what else is going up against Vampire's Kiss?
One's gonna be a hard one. It was Deadfall, which is kind of an unknown movie for Nicolas Cage. It's one of his very first movies. So if we're gonna have trouble finding that, we may swap it out with something else. So I'll do some searching to see if we can find that movie.
Yeah.
If we
can't, usually, then we're gonna usually what I do after every episode is I look, but yeah. I try to see. I mean, that's what I did.
This is going to be the worst. Like, this is going to be the hardest one for us to watch because both of these are not good movies.
It's going to have to be rent. Yeah. Well, even if we can't even find them, it'll be a different story. But yeah. All right, man. That was our rage with the cage.
Let's talk some Loki.
We definitely did. Let's talk some Loki. We got episode 1 and episode 2 of Loki in the books as of today, Wednesday. It is, what time is it on our side? It is 9:09 Mountain Time. You've had plenty of time to watch this show. You have plenty of time to watch this episode. And if you're listening to the show, then if you haven't watched Loki episode 2, stop listening to the show if you don't want to be spoiled. But yeah, so, right out of the gate, man, this show's coming out hard. It's coming out. It is really interesting. It's kind of been like throwing us all through a loop of what we thought or what we expected the show to be, and I think it's done a good job at surprising us, just the type of show that it's become and where it's at now. So episode 1 starts off with Loki in 2012 or the Avengers. You know, he gets the Tesseract, it takes off, and he's in the middle of the desert somewhere, and then he gets arrested by the TVA, which is pretty cool. They immediately recognize that he's a variant, he shouldn't exist. And that's when we get a cool introduction into the TVA, which is pretty awesome. I dug it. I clicked on Loki, and it took me to the actual Norse god and not Loki the TV series. But what have you done about the show so far?
I've enjoyed it. I really enjoyed episode 1. I like the humanizing of Loki and just showing, you know, like, Loki is a character that it's hard to feel sympathetic for, but he has lost everything. Like, the dude is just constantly, like, a lot of it is at his own fuck up, you know?
But this Loki hasn't lost everything.
Right, but you get that moment where you see him realizing how much he loses, and it's fucking heartbreaking. And that's the part that makes you realize, because it's a montage of sadness. Like, this is the spot where it's spread across so much of the MCU that a lot of times for the viewer, it's kind of hard to latch on to what Loki's gone through. But when you see him sitting there watching his own pain and seeing, like, you know, I was a failure. My family didn't want me. My family didn't love me. My brother was fed up with my shit. my mother died because I fucked up. Like, my father died and this is where I'm at. Like, it's just, you see what he's going through and you start to see an about face almost. Not entirely, yeah, as we find out, you know, as we kind of move forward a little bit. But it almost begs to wonder, like, I almost wonder if this show is going to tell us that the Loki that we've seen for so long was a variant the entire time. And that's why he had that about face in the movies where he, you know, started to help everybody and started to do good things because he knew what he was going through. He knew it was inevitable that he was going to die and he knew what he went through and he's the variant. But who knows? I would love a twist like that. Or to find out that Loki is still alive. Like, the variant is the one that was killed and the real Loki is still out there or something. There's even a thing that's been going around the internet. If you look, when he tries to stab Thanos, he uses his left hand. But Loki's right-handed. And if you look it up, they talk about him being right-handed. Son of a bitch. He's writing with his left hand in this episode too, I think. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, that's Owen Wilson. They show writing with his left hand. Because I remember picking up that someone was writing with
their left hand. Oh, that's true.
Because yeah, Owen Wilson's commenting on the pen. I'm wrong.
On the pencil, yeah. Which I'm like, Frank Marshall High School, remember that.
Yeah. Through this whole episode, it was like, okay, something's going to happen there. Like, when they talk about the timekeepers in episode two, and he's like, I've never met them. I'm like, that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
They're not going to be
real. That's going to be something. A huge, I think, bait and switch where it's not who you, it's not what they've been.
And then they bring up the other agent or the other adjuster or whatever. And that's going to be a big deal, I think. Do you want to break down episode two or do we want to just kind of talk about it?
So Loki joins the TVA on a mission. He's actually a part of the team now. And following an ambush by the fugitive Loki variant in 1985 Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I love that they just like went to a Renaissance fair. I love
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Loki proves unhelpful, stalling for time and wanting assurance that the TV will let him meet their leaders, the timekeepers, instead of killing him. Mobius sees through Loki's lies. Back at the TVA headquarters, Mobius convinces Renslayer to give Loki another chance. After research, Loki proposes that the variant is hiding in space-time near apocalyptic events like Asgard's Ragnarok, where the impending destruction means their actions cannot change a lot of time. The timeline, thus concealing them from the TVA. Loki and Mobius confirm this possibility by visiting Pompeii in 79 AD. The duo didn't figure out that the variant is at a hurricane in 2050 Alabama. Loki, Mobius, and this is from the candy wrapper that we saw in the first episode. Loki, Mobius, and TVA agents travel there. The variant ambushes them using body possession to control TVA's
Hunter B-15
and other locals. Oh shoot, what was the name of the store?
Roxcart.
Roxcart.
So it's a variation of Roxxon, the energy, the oil company throughout Marvel lore, but I believe Roxxon was even one of the companies that was helping make the Extremis.
Virus. And I still like, too, in the 2050, you still can't find a graphics card on the show.
Oh, for sure.
The variant rejects Loki's offer to work together to overthrow the timekeepers. The variant reveals itself as a female version of Loki. She executes her scheme, teleporting the TVA reset charger she stole to various locations in space-time where they activate. That was pretty cool. Thus, many new timeline branches are created. And she teleports into a timeline and Loki follows her. So now we got all these timelines that have been created. You know, they just completely branched off. You see the panic that happens in the TVA, which is really cool. They're like, oh my God, what is happening? And it's just like, what? You got to figure out what to do. I don't think Loki's actions were malicious on any kind where he follows female Loki. This variant of Loki, which we've had a female Loki in the comics. So I think it'd be very interesting to see if this is even really a female Loki, if this is a variant Loki. I won't be surprised if it's not. I think it might be a whole new character in herself. But it is really cool, kind of the oh shit moment at the end of the episode where you see all the time branches just spawning off. Like, okay, this is what they got to go and look through and look.
If you look, and there's
how many episodes we're gonna get.
It tells you the location of these time variants. Some of the locations that pop up are New York. There's dates. I think the New York one is 1947, but it also shows Ego, Titan, and Vormir as places of variants happening, which is kind of crazy.
And we did get that scene where everybody kind of thought it might be Vormir. Yeah. Or that. Yeah. Yeah. And so we'll see. We'll see going forward. And the cool thing is like, we don't know what we're getting in the next episode.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to have to be traveling to clip these branches or what's going to happen.
And I love Owen Wilson's character.
Owen Wilson is amazing in this.
He is so good in this show. I'm digging it a lot. Yeah,
I think Owen Wilson is kicking ass in this. There was a Blink and You Miss It possible cameo or Easter egg in the first episode where a door opens up behind Loki and what looks like Peggy Carter gets ushered through the door like she was in custody. I don't know if that's ever anything that's going to be elaborated on, but it looks identical to Peggy Carter.
And so we have a variant Peggy Carter that somehow exists. So I'm interested to see. And this is kind of like, because what they have done too is they've gotten rid of like the S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter continuity. Yep. Like it doesn't exist
S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore. And this is a smart way. Like if you're saying that they can clip
Agents
timelines.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah.
If you can clip timelines like this is a smart way for them to say that Defenders, the Netflix series, any of those heroes are not canon anymore, that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not canon, and that Peggy Carter, Agent Carter, is not canon. Because now you could just say those timelines were clipped. Like, it's a very smart way for somebody to just be like, hey, you know, this is how we write all that stuff off.
Exactly.
Which I thought was really cool. We also got to find out that the Infinity Stones had no power there in the TVA.
Yeah.
And they were using them as paperweights, which I thought was really cool. The Tesseract was nothing. Loki tried using it. That first episode was so good. This one, there was a lot of like build, but when it paid off, it paid off.
It was really fun to see him like to work with the TVA and like, you know, to actually, you know, you get like a sense of, well, you do get the sense of urgency from Loki that he wants to figure out what's going on. And whether or not he does want to double cross the timekeepers is a different story. You know, he could just be trying to use that to get rid of this variant Loki because, hey, he wants to get rid of the variant Loki. So maybe he sticks around in the TVA for a while.
If you pay attention when Loki is looking at his files and he's reading through everything, there's one file that comes up listed codename Revengers.
Mm-hmm. I saw that,
I thought was pretty cool.
That was awesome. Yeah, and that was really
I loved
really
him awesome. Even talking about, like, what if I went and pushed the Hulk off the Rainbow Bridge?
Yeah.
Like, just kind of alluding to things that have happened. So there was a couple scenes with Owen Wilson where he's drinking a soda, and it looked familiar in the name, and I swear I thought it said Jocasta, which is the name. So Hank Pym's wife, how come I can't think of her name for the life of me?
I'm wearing the Ant-Man shirt and I can't even
tell you. I know. That. But her consciousness gets put into a robot or an android that was made by Ultron as a mate, a partner. And that's Jocasta. And I thought that's what it was. I thought it was supposed to be like a reference. It turns out it is a real drink made by Pepsi either in the late 80s or early 90s called Josta. And so Owen Wilson's character is going back in time to get his favorite soda.
That is cool.
Yeah, I thought that was because he's taking it's. Yeah. It was only made for a couple of years and then it was discontinued.
I like the little TKA time clock, the TVA time clock, like the little animation that she is like she's explaining. She's talking to Loki and Loki's like, wait, are you recording or are you real? Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm a little bit of both.
That is voiced by Tara Strong, who does the voice of Harley Quinn in almost everything.
Yeah. And then other than the latest Harley Quinn series. But I thought it was really fun. And I love the way it's shot. It looks really good.
Yeah.
It is shot so well.
It is.
It looks like you're watching just a high-def movie.
It's the most cinematic of all of these series. So far.
I love the style. I like that, like I guess I think you would say like what 70s/80s kind of like retro. I love the mechanical keyboards. I love the computer monitors. Everything about this show I'm digging a lot. I love like that the TVA is outside of time, but they're stuck in like in this time warp, you know, with style and technology. Yeah. You know, it's
I thought that was really cool too.
I dig it. I love it. It's been
it's a
been
great a show. How many episodes are we getting in this one? Six.
So we got, let's see, it might just be six.
Cause they're hour long episodes is why I asked.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I don't think we haven't announced 6 episodes. So it is 6 episodes. So after next week, we're already at the halfway point.
I know, it's crazy.
But so it is already confirmed that a second season is in development. So
good. So this is one that's getting a second season.
We will get 2 seasons of Loki. And both of us have been, we talked about how the implications that WandaVision would have on the MCU. But Loki feels like it's going to have...
They said multiverse more times in the first episode of this than anything else before.
Yeah, and they're hammering it. They're just like hammering it into you, like multiverse. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I think Loki's going to be
what brings
the multiverse.
We have all these branches occurring, and I don't see them getting closed out in 3 episodes, 4 episodes.
So this is going to be what sparks the multiverse and introduces everything. So I think that's really cool. Because we all thought it was going to be Wanda.
I love all the characters in the show. Everybody's really great. And
Yeah, I can't wait to see more. I really can't. I love the callbacks in the first episode and showing, you know, all the stuff from Avengers.
Yeah.
And from the other movies and just showing, like, this is what the fuck happened. This is what you caused. This is what's going on here. I thought all of that was great stuff. And now that you've got all that out of the way, that's what that first episode felt like, is like, it was like a recap. It was like, up until now, this is how we got here. This is what's happening. And it was setting the stage very, very well.
Sort of setting up too, like reminding you, like, hey, this is still the shitty Loki, you know, the one that killed Coulson.
Yep.
And we gotta like try to.
This bring is him one who has speed. Not been redeemed yet.
Yeah, yeah. So I dig it.
I watched that first episode, and I'll probably watch the second episode just as much. I watched the first episode 4 times.
Wow.
I kept just like at a loss. Like I watched it once. Then the next day, I was like, I kind of want to watch it again. And then there was twice where I was cleaning or doing something that I just wanted background noise. And I was like, I'm going to throw on Loki. Screw it.
Yeah. And this one, I watched on my own. I watched with headphones in. Yeah. So I was able to take in, like, everything that was going on with the show. So I was able to fully concentrate on it, which was nice.
That's awesome. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed his breakdown, his apocalypse breakdown.
I dug that. The whole like Pompeii scene, as you mentioned before, was hilarious.
Oh, it was good shit.
Just him acting a fool and be like, hey, it's not registering anything because everything's about to go kaput.
Yeah, just to prove his point.
Yeah,
I thought that was cool too. On that note,
awesome stuff. On that note, Jeremy, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @jvader82. You can find us, if you're not watching us already, on Twitch at twitch.tv/gofogaming. Matt, where can you be found?
Find me, Mateo83, on Twitter, Instagram, and the TikTok. Follow my wife, Art by Peaches, on Instagram and TikTok as well. You can follow us at GoFo Gaming or GoFo Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe and follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/GoFo Gaming. You said that? Said that? No, it's my bad. I'll reiterate it. Follow us and subscribe to us.
I'm making my Joe Rogan face.
I don't know. Me and Jeremy are gonna do an action figure hot tub one of these days.
Hell yeah.
It's gonna be great. So check us out there. Probably again, not an episode per se on
Try our best to give you something this weekend.
But if we're not recording, I will do an unboxing or breaking or bust open these cards, me and my kiddo. So that'd be fun. Stay safe out there, guys.
See, this is the upside to nighttime ones, is you get to watch me yawn over and over.
Yeah, for both of us.
I've been up since like 5. So
yeah, it's the same. That's what I'm about to say. Like, dude, 10 o'clock, I'm done. Like, I'm sitting in my chair like half awake.
My wife goes to bed like 9:30, and I tell her goodnight, and I'm like, hell yeah, I got time to play Xbox alone. Couch, controller. Out. Last night I fell asleep because my eyesight kind of sucks now, and like sometimes games, just the font is not big enough sometimes, especially when you're across the room. And I know you probably feel the same thing because your couch is extremely far from your TV, like mine is. So I'll move up a little bit. So I moved up and I was in this really weird position where like my hips were turned and then my back was turned and I passed out like that.
We didn't do our mutual unboxing or all our shorts that we bought.
Yeah, so god damn, I went to Walmart and
how many shorts did you buy?
I bought one pair of shorts to start with, and I went to go wring them out, and they were like $18, and I was like, man, those are nice shorts, like they're really lightweight, they're like really nice summer shorts. It's like, and they're 10 inch inseam, like for me, like I'm a little bit taller, I like the 9 or 10 inch inseam. Like anything shorter than that, I look like Bill Walton playing basketball. Like it's they're those short ass shorts.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, these are perfect. So I went and rang them up. Instead of ringing up for $18, they rang up for $3. I went and put the bag in the truck, came back, bought another couple. And then my wife is like, fuck it. Even if they're duplicate colors, why don't you buy everything that rings up for $3 in your size and your son's size? So I went back in and I called Matt. I'm like, what size shorts do you wear? So I grabbed Matt. I ended up with three pairs for Matt.
Three pairs for me.
One pair for my wife's employee. 9 pairs for myself. And
I texted you.
Like 4 for my son.
And it was, texted you the next day.
There was no rhyme or reason to like what style or size or anything. They were just,
these are the perfect dad shorts.
They're so fucking comfortable.
I told you, I texted you the next day.
They're
amazing. I was like, hot damn, I love these shorts.
So if you have the Walmart app on your phone, go to Walmart, start looking at the Wrangler shorts and fucking scan them all.
I have fallen asleep in those shorts.
They're comfortable.
Like for the day, just done.
They feel like basketball shorts to me.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can just wake up and like, you know, I'm already wearing shorts. I don't got to change.
That's what I'm
hitting the road tomorrow. I'm not wearing those shorts. I should be wearing those shorts right now, but I'm be wearing those shorts for the next couple of days.
I know. We're going hiking this weekend. I'm going to Santa Fe. Oh yeah, I'm gonna.
Where's your short picks?
I can't wait to talk next week. I'm going to Meow Wolf for the first time.
Yeah, hell yeah,
which
dude,
if you guys haven't been to Meow Wolf, look it up so you know what I'm talking about. I won't give spoilers because there's a story with the art installation, the museum, whatever you want to call it. Another George R.R. Martin property, technically. Because he owns the bowling alley.
He backed it.
But yeah, I'm gonna go check it out this weekend. But I stacked all those damn shorts up on the bed, and my daughter comes in, and 90% of what I bought were khaki colored. So my daughter comes in and just looks at him. She's all, okay, Jake from State Farm, and just walks out. Whatever. I don't like you, kid.
Attitude. And on that note. Later's get some shorts. Later's geeks.
Our mutual unboxing.